For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The Washington Post's fact checker finds President Trump has made more than 7,500 false or misleading statements over the past 700 days. CNN this morning used gumballs to show how many that actually is. But Trump supporter, New York City Councilman Joseph Borelli, tells CNN's Victor Blackwell it's just more the media being holier than thou.
I mean, this is a guy who was speaking in hyperbole throughout the campaign. He was speaking in braggadocious manner. I don't seem to recall, and I love your gumball idea. I think it's very creative, but I don't seem to recall a similar gumball game when President Obama was president.
Corporate law professor Richard Painter didn't mince words.
Now, the bottom line here is he's been lying for decades, but it's about to be over because Robert Mueller is closing in. We have the national security advisor, the campaign manager, the lawyer, all headed off to prison.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy led a House Oversight and Government Reform Committee investigation into allegations that the FBI and DOJ were biased against President Trump during the 2016 presidential election and favored Hillary Clinton's candidacy. Gowdy tells Fox News in an exclusive interview that the DOJ needs to appoint a special counsel to investigate the seemingly disparate treatment of the investigations into Clinton's use of private emails and Trump's alleged ties to Russia.
For him to be told you don't need a lawyer present, and for them to allow her to have witnesses who were lawyers present is a stunning dichotomy that does not reflect well on the Department of Justice.
Conservative commentator and writer Bree Payton has died at the age of 26 after a sudden illness. A friend of Payton found the writer unconscious Thursday after graduating from college in 2015. Payton had been employed as a staff writer by The Federalist, then appeared as a commentator on several networks. Chris Burrows, a popular Los Angeles television news reporter and anchor, died Thursday after being found unresponsive in a hotel room. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The sound of bagpipes being played Friday night at a candlelight vigil for slain Newman, California police officer Ronald Singh. Hundreds paid their respects for Singh, who served as a police corporal in the community. He was shot and killed, allegedly, by 33-year-old Gustavo Arriaga following a traffic stop Wednesday morning. Sheriff Adam Christensen.
This criminal, Mr. Arriaga, crossed our border illegally into Arizona some time ago. He is a criminal. He has two prior arrests for DUI.
Police arrested Arriaga on Friday morning for the killing. He has gang affiliations. New York says it's ready for the big New Year's Eve party. USA's Wendy King has more.
New York Deputy Commissioner John Miller says police have 1,225 cameras and, for the first time, drones to watch over the crowd.
We've deployed this at most of the major special events from the fall on, and we'll be using it again.
The city is expected to draw more than 1 million people to Times Square for the ball drop. Ryan Seacrest and Jenny McCarthy will be hosting Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve. Seacrest says it's always a good time.
I love it. I look forward to it every year. As a kid, I always wanted to be here as one of the people watching the ball drop, so I get to be here watching the ball drop.
Boston Celtics star Kyrie Irving, caught on video, later aired on TMZ Sports, giving $240 cash to a homeless man on his way to the team bus before Thursday's game against the Houston Rockets. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.